goal. So you want pizza, huh?
Yeah, I want some pizza.
What about pizza rolls?
Nah.
You like pizza rolls?
I mean, I like them.
What are you, a socialist or something? A communist?
But when you want the slice of big, greasy, cheesy pizza.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, unless it's like real hot and you get that drip of hot cheese right on your chin right there. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll frustrate you in a hurry. I walked around with a big old scar on the chin because I burnt myself on a hot bean and cheese burrito. Oof. That hot cheese dripped down here, which sizzles my jaw like a piece of bacon. Makes you not want food that day.
Duh.
Anyway, pizza, I guess. Pizza sounds good. Why didn't you bring some?
I didn't think about it until right now.
Oh, all right, so where are we going then?
By the way, by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. You going to have some of those on your pizza?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know how you do it. Like, seriously, how do you eat all that hot stuff?
It's good.
Hurts so good, huh? All right, here we go.
Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on, heavy glow. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there, waiting for.
If someone barfed 1 foot away from your pizza but it did not touch it, would you still eat it?
Nope.
I wouldn't either. you know, even though I knew, or at least assumed, that nothing touched it, just psychologically, I just couldn't, you know, first off, seeing it, well, that was bad enough, but I couldn't proceed forward.
Well, even if you can't see the barf on the pizza, what if some of the splatter, like, even just one splatter?
Yeah, the microscopic funk, and it's just psychologically, it was on the same, you know, area, whatever. No. And now some people got that, what, that 2-second rule or 5-second rule, which is it?
I've heard up to like 20-second rule.
20 seconds, that's a little, that's more than enough time for the bacteria to climb on and start licking on your peanut butter sandwich or your cookie or whatever. I want none of that. Hey.
It's probably not a good idea, but depending on where you are.
Man, look, if it hits the floor, it belongs to the dog, period. Or the cat, whoever gets it first.
What if it was your last Cheeto?
Well, if it's my last Cheeto, I'll just have to take my hat off and have a moment of silence. Yeah, that was a good-looking Cheeto. I'm just so sorry that it hit the floor because, yeah, I just can't eat it. Can't do it.
I think I'd be eating that Cheeto.
You would eat the Cheeto? Then you'd probably think twice about the pizza. I wouldn't have to think twice. It wouldn't even be, it'd be like, that's, I'm done. Anybody want pizza? You ain't giving it to me. Anyway, so where are we going?
Love Interruption by Jack White.
Well, that would be a love interruption if your Cheeto hit the floor and it was the last one. Man, I know some folks that would snatch that Cheeto right up off that floor and just... it's gone.
Yeah, just don't think about it too hard.
Don't think about it, it hit the floor. Now, you don't know what somebody tracked in on their shoes. That's nasty. That's why I don't like flies, because flies land on stuff and then they want to land on your lip or your sandwich. I'm like, get out of here, you nasty old fly. Man, don't eat the Cheeto, Carol. Don't eat the Cheeto.
Stick a knife inside me and twist it all around. I want love to grab my fingers gently, slam them in a doorway, put my face into the ground. I want love to murder my own mother and take her off to somewhere like hell or up above. And I want love to change my friends to enemies, change my friends to enemies, show me how it's all my fault. I won't let love disrupt, corrupt or interrupt me. I won't let love disrupt, corrupt or interrupt me. Walk right up and bite me, grab a hold of me and fight me, leave me dying on the ground. And I want love to spit my mouth wide open and cover up my ears and never let me hear a sound. I want love to forget that you offended me, or how you had defended me when everybody tore me down. Yeah, I want to enemies, change my friends to enemies, show me how it's all my fault. Yeah, I won't let love disrupt, corrupt or interrupt me.
Sleep on the draw there, weren't you?
I got distracted.
Yeah, well, you know, I suppose if it was the apocalypse, I might give the 5-second rule a second look, but I don't know, man. you know.
How bad can it be? Oh.
Well, I mean, like, if food is super scarce and it's between that and eating tree bark, I'm going to have to think about it for a minute. I'll go eat the tree bark. You don't know what's on that floor. Look, you said you dropped your doggone straw next to the commode and you threw it in the trash, right?
That was next to the toilet.
Well, you don't know what's on somebody's shoes when they come rolling in up out the neighborhood. Might have stepped in some old chewing gum or something like that, or worse. Some cat deposits.
Just don't think about it.
Anyway, where are we going?
Slave to the Grind by Skid Row.
Slave to the Grind, Skid Row. What if they were walking down Skid Row and then walk across your floor and then you drop the Cheeto?
Well, I've never gotten sick from the 5-second rule, so I'm going to say what you don't know doesn't hurt you.
Well, what I can envision in my head's killing me. I ain't doing it. Now, we'll go see what Skid Row's got, Slave to the Grind here. Very interesting. Just like staring off into space.
I was
thinking about that Cheeto. Yes, she is obsessed with the Cheeto. At you know, she said the Cheetos cost $4 a bag.
And it's not even a small bag, but it's not a huge bag.
You ever notice how they blow them bags of potato chips up so they look a lot like there's more in there, but then whenever you pop it open, it's only like a fraction of the bag?
Yep.
That's kind of false advertisement, man. You know what I do when I go buy a bag of chips? I'll pick them up like this and weigh them out.
I do that too.
So if it's heavier, I'm buying that one. It's got to be more Cheetos in there if it's heavier.
Well, they're already just air-filled cheese puffs.
Yeah, so they're selling you air and a little bit of cheese dust.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you like them so much then?
They melt in your mouth and you're addicted.
I like the Pringles chips. Those are good. Anyway, where are we going now?
Metallica's version of Stone Cold Crazy.
Yeah, I know some people around here that's stone cold crazy. What are you pointing at me for? Hey, that was quick. I didn't even get... Man. All right, you know when one finger's pointing at me, you got the other one's pointing back at you, right?
No, this one's pointing in a different direction.
Oh. So we're trying to discover the mystery of whether a Cheeto just dissolves in the rain or animals eat them. Look, I was in Florida, and there was this lady on a doggone beach towel across the deal, and my brother and I were flipping Cheetos over there towards her blanket, and so all the birds would swarm in to get that Cheeto.
That's me.
Well, it was kind of amusing. She didn't know what was going on. She just like doing this, getting rid of the birds. Anyway, she did kind of catch on later. We just went like that, waved. Yeah, so I guess, that's that. All right, so where are we going here?
The Ripper by Judas Priest.
Ripper by Judas Priest. I bet that that lady, if she would have known sooner or thought about it, she probably would have ripping on our hair.
At least move her town.
Yeah.
Different location.
It was kind of amusing because the first one was an accident. He dropped one on the dirt and he just flicked it out there in the sand and it went right by her towel. And here come birds flying down there and we thought that was amusing. So kept doing it for a while. So that could solve the mystery. Birds like Cheetos too. Anyway, let's go.
You're in for surprise. You're in for a shock. In London town streets,
when there's darkness and fire. When you least expect me, and you turn your back, I'll attack. I smile when I'm sneaking through shadows by the wall. I laugh when I'm creeping, but you won't hear me at all. Oh, hear my warning, never turn your back on the ripoff. You soon shake with fear, Anita. I'm sly and I'm shameless, nocturnal and nameless, except for the Ripper. Or if you like, Jack the Knife.
Priest had some really wild get-ups back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the evolution of how their clothing changed throughout all that time.
I personally kind of like this era the best.
That one there that looked like is kind of a mix between Road Warrior, Amazon Jungle, slash, what are those people that like to tie each other up and beat each other?
What?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. People like that, you know, hurt me, beat me, make me feel cheap crowd. They wear the leather and all the crazy stuff with things around their neck that's got spikes on them. That's what they look like.
I never thought of it that way.
Well, it's disturbing, man. In Kiss, they had those big old giant dragon shoes and the girly hair with the makeup all over their face. I mean, I guess back in the day that was kind of cool. You had dudes that was dressed up like that, but it looked weird to me even back then. So, you know, if you dress up like Kiss or Judas Priest back in them days, that's some really weird get-ups, man.
I kind of like it.
Well, I suppose you could because you're a lady, but as a dude, it's kind of like strange, you know? I got laughed out of school for wearing a turtleneck sweater, man.
Yes.
Well, I guess that's justified. I bought my first pair of bell bottoms the very day they went out of style. Got laughed out of school.
I like bell bottoms.
Yeah, well, of course, now they come back in style, but I don't have them anymore. So if I started wearing them, then they'd start laughing again.
I can make you some.
It's what? You
get
know that?
Some extra fabric and just sew it in. And
no. No, we can't. We can't do that. I got my own style now, and it don't clash. My clothes don't clash. But those, folks, Google it up. I'll send a link into the chat room of the Google search, and it's probably going to be a 20-mile-long chat, or 20-mile-long link. Anyway, go look at Judas Priest, the clothes they used to wear. What's that back in the
80s? Oh, that's what it was.
What?
Bondage.
Yeah, bondage. That's what it's kind of weird, man. Why would they dress like that? With girly hair and all that. Something ain't right. I'm just saying. It's good band. So what's it out? The Cone of Shame by Faith No More?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just talked about the Cone of Shame. Bell bottoms or turtleneck sweaters. How about plaid bell bottoms with a turtleneck sweater and those old really dark rim googly-eyed looking glasses?
Well, I mean, I guess if it was in style then.
Some of the clothing that they had, some of the styles, I don't even know how they even got in style. Must have been during the Woodstock event, you know, back in the day when folks were trying things. Anyway, let's move on before I get myself in trouble. here we go.
We'll be right back.
So Wasp had some really crazy looking dress ups too, man.
Yep.
You know, it looks like they like almost had like a gender identity crisis. But, you know, you're a rock star. You can do that kind of stuff, man.
It's a lot of effort into an outfit.
That's why I'm joining Space Force. Hey, it makes about as much sense as all that. Alright, so what are we doing here?
We're going to do Wild Child by Wasp.
Wild Child. That's what my mom called me, was her wild child. I ain't telling you why. Because I was a good child. Always polite and respectful and never got into trouble. And you look it up, you don't believe in nothing I'm saying. I'm shocked. Anyway, let's go with this.
I'm
Alrighty then, so the guy, Liberace, looks like the granddad from the Munsters.
Yeah, with the cape and the seashell looking, the collar.
Would you wear that outfit that Liberace wore?
Yeah.
You would? Well. No, you's like, yeah, I'd wear it.
It does look fun.
Well, it's definitely sparkly. Yeah, it's I guess it ain't no worse than what Wasp and Judas Priest were wearing. Anyway, who are we to crack on what these rock stars and all of them wore, you know, because they're rich, they can get by with it.
Yeah.
But if you try to do it in public, I don't know, man. People going to look at you a little strange. Wow, where'd you get that? That's interesting.
A lot of looks.
Yeah. I'm going to go out and pick your next outfit for you. Come on. It'd be interesting. So what are we doing here?
The live unplugged version of Black from Pearl Jam.
Cool. All right, well, let's go with it then. you know that saying, you're ugly and your mama dresses you funny?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be everybody's who's listening in and your fashion consultant from here on out. See, I'll suggest what you guys get to wear, but I'm not wearing any of that crazy stuff.
I'm good. I'm comfortable with what I'm wearing right now.
What? Would you want to expand your horizons and wear some of that stuff so that you too can get laughed out of the doggone public square? Why not?
I live in a small town here.
Yeah. And
there's not going to be any forgetting.
Is that why none of y'all volunteer to let me cut your hair for you?
Yep.
I'd be like, oh, wow, man, who cut your hair? You'd be the talk of the town. Seriously.
I'm good.
I tried. Anyway, so where are we going?
This one's the last one before the mystery song.
Okay, last one before the mystery song. What do they get if they win the mystery song?
A trip to the refrigerator for free drinks and snacks.
Yeah, all expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. That's a fair deal, man. And if you're on the way back from the refrigerator and you drop the Cheeto, what should they do?
Eat it.
Eat it? No, man, if it hits the floor, it belongs to the dog. How many seconds do they got to make the decision?
Depends on where they're at. If they're in a nice, clean house, I'll give them 10, 15.
10, 15 seconds? That's kind of stretching it. If it hits the floor at all, it's going to the dog as far as I'm concerned. So you do what you want. Make up your own how many second rule, but watch where it lands. That's all I can say about that, man. I ain't eating it. You can have it, though. If you see me drop a Cheeto, I'm going to run around the house just dropping Cheetos everywhere.
I'm going to die for them. Like, ooh, Cheeto.
You're going to be doing like one of them swan dives across the floor, sliding and grabbing the Cheeto and throwing it in. That'd be amusing. I got to go buy some Cheetos just to watch this. That'd be hoot. Anyway, here we go.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Well, it's the time y'all been waiting for. You'll have to decide whether or not it's the 1 second rule, the 2 second rule, the 10 second or the 20 minute rule in case you drop something of your snacks on the floor if you're a winner. So if you guess this next song, mystery song number 37, and you get to be the first one in there to throw the band name and the song title down there in the chat room, then you get you win an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snack. But, you know, don't be like Kara. If a Cheeto hits the floor, just let it go, man. Anyway, you know, it's up to you, though. You know, if you want to, like, just pick it up and run with it, you know, I guess that's it. It's you, but you got to win first, and no cheating. But if you don't guess it, guess what? You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir. So here we go. Good luck, everybody. Mystery song number 37.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.